Colorado River has been over-allocated, overused for years now. And in 2012, the Bureau of Reclamation, which is part of the Department of Interior, came out with a study called the Colorado River Basin Study, which was a 10,000-page report that essentially said that demand on the river now exceeds supply. And with demand projected to continue to increase with population growth and all of those types of things, we've been in a long-term drought, a 10 or 15-year drought in many of the southwestern states. In Utah, you well understand that we've had low snowpacks the last couple of years. So the river is stressed. The river is over-allocated. And that report predicted that by 2050, we'd be as much as 3 million acre feet short in, you know, supply versus demand on the Colorado River. The new piece of information we have is that the same Bureau, the Bureau of Reclamation, is about to release a study that reservoir levels on the river have declined much more quickly than anticipated. And by September of this year, Lake Powell will, for the first time since water started, you know, flowing into the reservoir, since they closed the gates on the dam in 1963, Lake Powell will be at less than 50% of capacity. And the key point is that there are management protocols on the river that when the storage, the reservoirs, decline to certain levels, those trigger specific management protocols or management tiers, whereby they will have to release less water out of Lake Powell downstream than is already flowing. Lake Mead will receive less water out of the upper reaches of the Colorado River, out of Lake Powell. And major, you know, cities like Las Vegas, Los Angeles, the lower basin states of, you know, Nevada, Arizona, California will be forced to make some decisions related to water use, irrigation use, urban water use, et cetera, that will be required by these management protocols. Those trigger points, it's a lake level of 3,575 feet is technically what it is. It's a water level in the reservoir, which they are projected to reach by the end of this year. And that in and of itself is not, you know, a crisis or a problem, except that that will then require these new management protocols, less water released out of Lake Powell, less water flowing into Lake Mead. Both Powell and Mead are, you know, major suppliers for all of the water, you know, uses along the river, for urban uses, industrial uses, drinking water, and also power production. And so the fact that Lake Powell is declining and Lake Mead will then decline even more rapidly begins to trigger a number of management changes, but also implications for water users, but also power users in all of the seven Colorado River Basin states. Right. That's what we're beginning to run up against. The fact that we've gotten to this specific water level in Lake Powell is not necessarily a problem in and of itself. It's an indicator that these management protocols are going to begin to kick in, and then it's a domino theory. Once the dominoes start to fall, less water coming out of Powell, less water going into Lake Mead. That has implications for water coming out of both reservoirs, but also power production.
Why is Lake Powell at this low level?
It's simply because of persistent drought. You can look at climate change if you want, but we've had persistent drought along the Colorado River Basin, low snowpacks. I happen to live in Colorado, in the upper reaches of the basin. So we've had low snowpacks in Colorado the last couple of years. Certainly Utah has seen declining snowpacks over the last couple of years. Many of the reservoirs in and around Salt Lake are at significantly lower levels this year. And water levels flowing into Lake Powell are at record low levels, okay, lower than they've seen since they've begun to fill the reservoir. The lake may get to levels where Las Vegas and the water intakes for the city of Las Vegas may not be effective. They're actually moving very quickly to build a new water intake for the city of Las Vegas at a lower level in the reservoir on the dam. So, and if water levels drop quicker than expected, they say that next year the water level in Lake Mead may drop as much as 22 feet. And there's sort of a race against time to get to the point where they can ensure that they've got adequate water levels flowing to the city of Las Vegas. And certainly for irrigated agriculture, this is a key issue. But also for, you know, the river itself and for the many businesses and industries that rely on the Colorado River. We Protect the Flows, which is a business coalition of 900 businesses, did a study that said that the Colorado River is a $26 billion recreation economy. We've done some work with Governor Herbert in Utah in recent years to catalog and portray the recreation economy in Utah. And the Colorado River is a $26 billion recreation economy. 230,000 jobs rely on water and recreation in the Colorado River.
Last question, Craig. Is this official? Has the Bureau of Reclamation officially said that water levels in Lake Powell are less than 50% of capacity?
No, we're anticipating that they will make an announcement yet this week. Probably in the next 48 hours, we're expecting another report out from the Bureau of Reclamation. And they do an annual management protocol for the river, and they will be making announcements on, you know, exact flows probably sometime in the next day or two here. But, you know, one other point I'd like to yeah. throw in here, Matt, is that, you know, there's some good news here, too. I mean, the thing about the Colorado River Basin study is they also identified, that study that was completed last year in 2012 also identified savings of 3 to 4 million acre feet on the river between now and 2050 through conservation efforts, through, you know, more efficient agriculture, through water reuse and recycling, through urban conservation. Many cities along the basin have set goals of 1% reductions on an annual basis in water consumption, and they've been able to meet or exceed those goals on a regular basis.
Right.
So, you know, there's some good news here that if we get to work, you know, Mother Nature has to do her part. There's absolutely no question about that. Hopefully the drought conditions turn around and go the other direction. Mother Nature needs to do her part, but we can do ours. And there's many things we can get started on today through conservation and coming together in terms of new management protocols and new ways we use the river.